Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get him, Chuck!
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Sadly, this is our last real podcast of the decade.
Yeah.
Because we are going to be on break. Our office is closed. All the Barstool shows have off right now. We're going to be putting out a best of on Thursday with our favorite interviews of the year. So that will be exciting if you want to go back and listen to that. But it's the last podcast of the decade. And yeah. I think we just got to give a big thank you to everybody for listening and supporting us and showing us love, especially when we meet you guys out on the street and you guys, it warms my heart. Yeah. I met a few people last night that they were just so nice, so friendly, and I don't know, it makes me want to cry.
Yeah. What was some of your favorite moments of 2019?
Ooh. Well, recently, I'm just thinking,
yeah,
California was great. Miami was great. Jonas Brothers was probably the biggest highlight of 2019.
Yeah, by far. I mean, we can't beat it, obviously.
We can't beat it, so I feel like even just talking about it more and more, it's the Jonas Brothers.
We've talked about it since it happened, and that was months ago. Yeah. So
we know the number one thing is the Jonas Brothers. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I just feel like we had some, like, this is bad, but it is our podcast. When good drama happens, like the Khloe Kardashian, Tristan, all of that scandal.
Yep.
That's when the podcast is at its peak, you know, when you get those good moments.
100%. That, and I also think, you know, I'm very excited for The Bachelor to come back.
Yes,
just because
Bachelor.
I think we've had, some great Bachelor moments. Mm-hmm. As a super fan of the show, this year was awesome because we've gotten, like, more access with ABC. Like, we got to interview Hannah twice, which was amazing.
We became friends with them.
Yeah.
So like that's awesome.
I feel like we're just, you know, slowly creeping mm-hmm. our way into the world. And, you know, talking about the show is one of my favorite things ever. So I love doing that with everyone, with all of you guys. And I mean, yeah, the Jonas Brothers is obviously a highlight.
I do think that The Bachelor makes us come closer as a podcast and audience combined. Because
totally.
I love when we get feedback from you guys, when you DM us, you tweet to us. I love the interaction. And I feel like when The Bachelor is on, we really see that interaction happen. So I'm really excited for that to start back up. It starts back up at the perfect time, the beginning of the year. We're kicking it off right. Hopefully we have some more exciting things coming in 2020. Maybe traveling a little bit more. Maybe we'll get to meet more of you somewhere.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And that's it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm skiing for the first time.
You are. I think we're definitely going to try, hopefully. At least I would love to. And I think you agree with me, Rhea, to do like more stuff outside of the office, mm-hmm. even if it's just traveling more or just more events where we can hang out with more people.
Totally.
And then. Yeah, skiing for the first... I mean, have you skied ever, though? Yes.
Well, okay, so not the first time. I skied
but you were
once
little.
Before. I was barely...
Yeah, it doesn't even
because
count.
Rememberable, yeah. That's not a word. Memorable.
Yeah.
Because I was way younger, and I just don't really count it at all. And I didn't have anybody teaching me. I remember my uncle fucking fell on me. Like, I remember that, so that stuck with me. But thankfully, Hank's friend... was a ski instructor, so he can teach me. And I'm just going to go for it. I think I'm
excited to see just like you and like Hank together, because Hank,
he knows how to ski.
Yeah. And just, I feel like you're going to come back with like hilarious stories of Hank like either ditching you him just like having to go down the bunny slopes a billion times.
There's definitely going to be some good stories. He wouldn't ditch me, but he might have to.
Let me tell you. The slopes, it is where some couples...
Well, I would just stay back.
Yeah.
You know, he could ditch me for that. That's fair. I'm not going to hold him back just because I can't ski.
Like, I have seen, and I've also had friends who come back from the mountain and they're like, oh, this fucking idiot. Like,
yeah.
You know, one wants to go on the different mountain, this, you know. Well, the whole, so,
Fran, I've had many of talks with myself in the mirror over the past few days, telling myself to remain calm over the trip.
Yeah.
Do not get mad over silly things.
Yeah.
If you are frustrated with your skiing technique, it's okay. You're just learning.
You're going to look cute. You're going to buy a cute outfit.
I'm going to buy a cute ski outfit.
That's a very important element of it.
That's what I said to Hank. I said, you know what? You know what will make me excited? If I go out and I buy a really cute ski outfit that I can get excited to get in,
this house
that
have a hot
will
tub?
Make me... I think so. I think so. I'm not 100%
gotta have a hot
tub. But I feel like we need to have one.
Yeah.
But yeah, cute outfit, feel like that
definitely
always gets me going.
Yep.
When I know I have something good to wear. So if I can get, you know, something cute, I'm going to get on the skis. I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're going to Mexico.
I'll be in the opposite.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Going to the warmth.
Oh, man.
I'm just honestly hoping to go off the grid a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like have a few days to just turn the phone off, leave it in the room, whatever. Maybe I'll read some books.
Oh,
I haven't read in a while.
Get your mind
going.
I
love reading.
Expand
on
the mind.
Exactly. And then, yeah, I mean, it's nice because thankfully Barstool gives us this time off. You know, we don't really have like we don't really have like vacation days. Like it's like, oh, I'm taking a vacation day because technically we have like endless vacation days. It's such a weird system. But then like you also can't take any vacation days because you can't miss any work. You have to be here. We have to be here for radio, group chat, everything. So it's kind of a weird mix. But thankfully this time of year the office just completely closes. So if you're listening to this, it's Monday, 2 days before Christmas. If you're working, sorry. That sucks.
It sucks, but...
But it's also, you know, winter break for a lot of people, so I think it's a good time to relax. Hopefully, maybe a lot of you are going on trips, vacation.
Yeah. It's a nice...
New Year's.
Yeah, it's set the reset button.
Yeah.
Let's refresh.
It's a great year.
I'm not going to promise anything for the new year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say, guys, in the
We're
new
just
year,
talking
I'm going to change.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come back
a little
rested.
Let's just get through 2019.
Yeah, I'm just going to come back well rested.
Right. Once
not
we come
change.
Back, once we come back for 2020, we can discuss if there's, you know, any kind of resolutions we would like to work on. Big year, big glasses year for everybody. I hope everybody gets their 2020 glasses. This is a good year for it.
Yes, get those pictures. Get those pictures.
The 00, thank God.
Very important.
Because we're still doing the year glasses. And then, honestly, I hope everybody has a great New Year. Because New Year's is one of those holidays that if you have plans and they're executed well, it can be fantastic. Mm-hmm. But if you're kind of like somewhere in the middle, like, I don't know, don't really... It's the worst fucking day ever.
Yeah, it's every year. It's a whole big thing. That's why I'm happy we're both going to be away. We know what we're doing. Hopefully you know what you're doing. Hopefully you stay safe, everybody.
Yeah.
Make sure you stay safe and have very happy holidays.
I know.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Seriously. All happy holidays to all.
Yes.
I'm very excited. Oh, Hanukkah starts on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So that we'll be right here at the beginning.
Right.
I just want to reiterate what you said. Thanks to everybody for listening, for watching us on Instagram, for following us on Snapchat, the group chat. We've had a lot of fun doing that. And we're pumped for 2020.
Very pumped. Like we said, we hope we get to meet more of you.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll plan some more events around that nature, get more involved, interact more.
Send us things you guys want us to do.
Yeah. We would
like
love
if you have any suggestions, we're always open
like
for
I
suggestions.
Said, love the interaction.
We're a 24/7 suggestion box.
Mm-hmm. Keep
we
them
are.
Coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And we love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to get into the podcast now because we got some great topics.
Yes.
We got
great way to close the year.
Yeah. Yeah, great way to close the year. Solid, strong topics. I was nervous we weren't going to get some good ones, but I'm glad we got them. All right. So we have Channing Tatum and Jessie J have broken up. We go into a deep dive of celebrity couples. We got the Kardashian Christmas card drama to All the Boys I Loved Before trailer. The sequel is out. We talk a little bit about ASAP Rocky's leaked tape along with Ariana Grande's tweets to go along with that. Justin Bieber is hinting at new music in 2020. We got some dates.
Yeah, I mean, it could literally be tomorrow that who knows.
We have a huge no pun intended guest,
but pun intended,
Jason Derulo. So let's get into it, starting off with Channing Tatum and Jessie J. Bang, bang, bang.
pretty big breakup news to discuss. I mean, I'm not totally shocked because we haven't seen really anything from them in a while. But Channing Tatum and Jessie J have officially split up.
So I am not shocked and shocked at the same time by this, because the way that they announced their relationship and how it seemed to be going, I thought that, okay, you know, they're into each other. It seems like they have a good relationship. Thought it was kind of soon
after. More on the private side.
Yeah, more on the private side. We didn't see much of them, but when we did, it was cute. It was funny.
Yeah.
But I did think it was very soon after his divorce with Jenna. And I thought that was kind of odd. Also thought it was kind of odd that she looked very similar to Jenna.
Right.
So at the same time, I'm not shocked, because what is he going to marry, Jessie J?
You know, I mean, maybe. I feel like Jenna is going to marry her. I mean, Jenna's having a baby with her boyfriend, that her first boyfriend after Channing Tatum.
Yeah, which is shocking to me as well. But if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Right.
I would think after being with somebody for so long, and you would want just like, oh, maybe a little bit of freedom.
Yeah.
Maybe test the waters. Maybe don't settle down with the first person you're with once again, because you don't know what's going to happen after that.
Right. A source told People that there wasn't any drama. They just decided to part ways and are still good friends. The two were first seen together last year on a mini golf date, and they've been dating since then. It was like October 2018. Another source echoes the Tatum and Jesse's friendly split, with distance and different priorities coming between them. Channing and Jesse have different priorities and focuses that don't really align. They had a fun relationship, but it just didn't work out. Channing needs to be in LA a lot so we can spend time with Everly. Jesse prefers England. They are still friendly, though, is what this source said. I mean, it makes sense, obviously. She's British. I'm sure she wants to be in England, and his family's in LA. Like, his daughter's in LA. He was going to do a move to London.
Right. It's just
vice versa, I guess.
Not realistic.
Right. And that, and when that happens, you just don't, I would assume you just don't see, it's like a fun thing. You just don't see a relationship going for the long haul where they have to like move residences.
Right. Like that's, they probably had a discussion.
Yeah.
Where they were like, we're either going to do it all, we're going to move in together, or we're going to break up because this isn't going to work.
Right.
Clearly broke up. Channing Tatum needs to get out on the town though. Let's go. You've been locked up for too long.
I mean,
you get out there. Make some more stripping movies.
I'm 100% convinced that Channing Tatum goes out on the town. I feel like
Channing Tatum fucks.
I don't think he's a loyal guy. No offense to Channing Tatum.
No, I don't think he's loyal either.
I get those vibes from him. Like because
he's Channing Tatum?
Because he's Channing Tatum. And also there's been some blinds about it, but.
Oh, the blinds always stepping in. Well, what about a guy like Matthew McConaughey? You know, Matthew McConaughey is super hot, super sexy, and it seems like he has remained loyal to his wife, but he is the same level of hotness, I think even hotter than Channing Tatum, but I would peg him as loyal.
Well, there's something I think that, I don't know. Well, there's the guys who've been married so long, especially to women who aren't necessarily huge stars. It's like Matthew McConaughey's wife is a model, but you know, not as a big of a celebrity as he was. Same thing with, like, you know, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg. Like, you kind of see these guys who are very loyal to their wives, who I'm sure are also super dedicated to them, but that's also possibly because their fame is not as aggressive as the other person, you know, because we've always talked about, like, when two mega famous people get together, you always kind of assume that it's not going to work. But when, like, a famous person and a not famous person,
it kind of works.
It seems to work a little bit better sometimes.
Two people very, very strong in the spotlight.
Right.
Although we're seeing some success with Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds. Claps for them. A-Rod and J-Lo going strong for what was it?
I know.
What is it? 2 years now?
Blake and Ryan, I absolutely adore, and I will never say a bad thing about them, but they haven't, I don't think, like, for me, they haven't reached that mark. Like, they've have not been married long enough where I'm like, yeah, they're solid.
What? You don't think they're, you
know, I 100%
you
think they're solid.
Solid though?
I know, I 100% think they're solid, but like, with these couples, I'm always like, anything could happen. You
literally
know?
Anything could happen.
They need to get past, like, they've only been married for
I
want to say like 5 years.
I'm looking it up.
6 years. No? 7 years.
Oh, I forgot he was married to Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, way younger then. I don't think I paid attention as much.
So, okay, September 12, 2018, they were celebrating their 6th wedding anniversary. Okay, so seven. So they've been married for 7 years. When they hit 10, I'll put them in the vault.
Yeah, maybe not even. Maybe like more like, more like 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 15.
How long has Matt Damon been married? I feel like he's been married for a long time.
Or Mark Wahlberg.
2005. Almost 15 years.
Good job, Matt Damon.
Exactly.
What about Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg has been married for 10 years.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, give me Matthew McConaughey's. Give me Matthew McConaughey. Okay.
And Matthew McConaughey has been married for it's not as long. 7 years.
All right, snaps. Yeah. We'll do snaps for him.
Wow, so I mean, I guess I kind of have to hold him to the same standard as Blake and Ryan.
Yeah,
They've been married for the same amount of time.
Now, what do you think about Chrissy Teigen and John Legend? Would you lock them in as solid? Or do you think that this could all come crashing, burning down one day? Because that's one couple where I look at them.
They've been married for even less, 6 years.
And I think, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, how could they ever?
Right, right,
Chrissy
right.
Teigen, all she does is talk about John Legend. John Legend, he talks about Chrissy Teigen. Their lives revolve around each other so much in the public. That one would hurt. It would sting a little bit.
Oh my God, I would be destroyed.
Would you cry?
Oh, I would be devastated. But also just like for their family. Like, because you just feel like you are
a part of
that family. Just because of how open Chrissy is with her life and whatnot. And those kids are so freaking cute. And her mom and the dogs and everything. Like, I would really be devastated.
Yeah.
I would really be devastated. But it's different. Like, they live such a public life. So you think, oh, you never know. Like, their relationship is so public. Mm-hmm. When, like, Blake and Ryan obviously have a public relationship. They're two mega A-list stars. But they have more of a private life. We don't see their kids. They keep them very private. I don't think we even know the name of the third their third child. And you know, they have their house in like in Upper New York. They spend their, you know, quiet time, quiet weekends. They're not constantly talking about it. They're not all over social media with each other. So it's like it's very different vibes. Like, you would think that would be the formula for a successful relationship, but Chrissy and John have made it work.
I want to clap it up for Tom Hanks.
Oh, Tom Rita Hanks Wilson. Has, I mean,
they're solid.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington, 36 Ooh. Years.
Oh! Wow. That's great.
Denzel gets extra claps for that. That is impressive. 36 years? 36 years.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going to let my mind think that Goldie, Denzel wasn't Goldie, faithful.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have been married for a long ass time too, which has been very impressive.
Oh, I thought it said Amy Adams.
Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy too. And I mean, they've gone through some shit.
That is an impressive couple.
Yeah.
That is super impressive. Also, because I always think of him as Frank from Shameless.
Right, right, right.
Like, I'm not picturing William H. Macy to be a normal human being.
Right.
Like, I just picture Frank, which I know is not true, but when you play a character like that, how am I supposed to think of anything otherwise?
It's very true. It's very true. And Ellen and Portia have been married since 2008.
Yeah, they've been a while. Will and Jada.
Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher.
That's
married
an impressive
in 2010.
Couple. All right, so almost 10
they
years.
They met in 2002. I mean, that's a long time.
Julia
Roberts has been married for a long time, but her husband is not as famous as her, obviously.
All right, so let's give it up for those happily married couples in Hollywood.
I know, but then you get hit with like a Victoria and David Beckham, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on with those two.
I don't think I trust them as a solid
Sarah
couple.
Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick, they've been married for a long time. 1997.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Round of applause.
Beautiful.
And same with Hugh Jackman and his wife. Mm-hmm. Those two, I've seen them before in real life in a restaurant. They've been married for a long time, and she is not famous in the U.S., really. And she's 10 years older than him, too.
Very impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
Will Smith. I'm looking at this list.
Well, I said
I'm like,
that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Very impressive. Sorry to Jessie J and Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum's going to have to move on.
Kevin Bacon and Kara Sedgwick have been married since 1988.
Oh, my. I'm going to cry.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. What Oprah, a guy.
Oprah and Stedman.
Doesn't shock me that Oprah is a loyal yeah. one.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have been, or are they? They've been together since 1984. It's a long time, too. 1997. That's great. Ozzy and Sharon.
I, out of
1982.
All, out of all of the couples that have been named.
Yeah.
Ozzy and Sharon.
Ozzy and Sharon.
By far the most impressive.
Yeah.
Because you obviously know who Ozzy Osbourne is. You know what he's done.
Yeah.
He was a wild boy. And he said that Sharon is the one who whipped right. it in shape. She was like, we're not having this anymore. Let's yeah. get it together.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Meryl Streep has also been married for a very long time. And her husband is a normal citizen as well. Mm. And they have four kids.
That doesn't surprise me, though. It's Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
I feel like she's got her life together pretty well.
Exactly. That's very true. So, yeah. I mean, we just really went into details of some of the longest celebrity marriages.
But that's fine. People deserve to know so they know there's hope out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll see what where Channing Tatum goes next. Because now, you know, he's dating...
To the strip club!
Yeah, dating another... Obviously, Jessie J, another very famous woman. I'm interested to see if he will go with another high-profile yeah. woman to date.
I see him dating, like, a hot, young actress. Mm.
He seems like he has a type because Jenna and Jessie J do look very similar.
They do look similar.
So maybe, could be somebody different. But I'm not totally shocked that those two have broken up. I was shocked when Channing and Jenna broke up, but
not these two.
No, yeah, this it felt like kind of a rebound relationship.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
We have Christmas card drama in the Kardashian family.
Yeah, so Kim posted the whole, you know, whole family Christmas card. They decided to do individual family cards, which, you know, whole other conversation. The family, I guess, is too big now. They can't do the whole family for a card, which is sad because all of them in one picture would be fantastic. But while Kim was on Ellen, and she was also talking about how it's just impossible to find the time to get everybody together for a photo. It's so dramatic. She's like, it's just, there's so much anxiety just getting the four kids together in one room. She said that she couldn't get four kids together smiling in a room, that Northwest was having a day. So she refused to be in the shoot. Kim noted her firstborn was crying because she wanted a specific hairstyle. So they agreed the youngster would not be on the card. That is until the next day. Having seen the finished card, we know North ended up in the portrait. But how? According to Kim, she woke up the next day and said she wanted to be on the card. And Kim said, thank God the photographer was still in town. So Kim and North had their own photo shoot. And then they were able to slot North right in there on the staircase. I gotta say, phenomenal Photoshop job, because I did not notice until they talked about it.
I think the last one that was Photoshopped was way more obvious.
Extreme, like absolutely more obvious. Although, you know, like now that I'm staring at it a little bit more, like the quality of North's face in the photo to Saint, like, is very different. But the picture is adorable. They all look great. But, you know, North didn't like her hair, refused to be in the shoot.
I think at this point, Kim is going to have to Photoshop one of her kids each time. Like, oh, you're never going to get all of those kids to cooperate
kids
all
now?
At once.
No shot.
Especially when they are the children of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They're going to be high maintenance. Yeah. They're going to want things to be perfect. I know she's 5 years old.
Right. Like,
but we have to expect her to be a diva.
Yes. Like, I feel like North already holds herself to very high standards
mm-hmm.
when it comes to being photographed. Mm-hmm. She's got to look her best. And she didn't like her hair.
Listen, you don't like your hair, you don't like your hair.
And if you think about it, like when you were little and you didn't want to be in it, I know.
I'm laughing at this. This is ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. But also, like, I do recall with my younger cousins and like this, that, and the other thing of them wanting to be in family photos and whatnot. And there was never like a big freak out over like the way they looked necessarily. But, you know, one little thing sets off a 5 year old mm-hmm. and you freak out.
I just feel like when I was 5 years old, I didn't really think about what I looked like, but I don't remember being 5 years old. So maybe I did.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I did care about my hair, but I don't remember caring about it.
Okay, she's six. We've been saying she's five for
I'm
a long
sorry.
Time.
Let's rephrase that. 6 years
There's
old.
A big, those years, it's a big difference. I feel like kids drastically change from like five and six and they start going to you know, like even just kindergarten to first grade is a big adjustment. She's six and she knows what she wants. She knows what she likes. Are you all right?
No. I keep having to cough. And every time I go to cough, it feels like I'm going to puke. So I don't cough. It's very weird.
Holding it in.
Yeah. It's very strange. Oh. Very strange what's happening over here.
I know. I'm concerned for you.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I thought I was just about to puke live on radio for a second.
My God.
Because my cough was too strong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't have to talk about North anymore. She's photoshopped in the card. She looks great. The whole family looks great. I just wish that we still got a full Kardashian card, but I understand why that is impossible to do.
And now with, you know, Kourtney, you know, leaving the show a little bit, and
there's just so many kids.
There's just a lot going on with the family.
There's so so many kids now. If it's between those four, the three Disicks, True, Stormy, Dream, that's 10. Are there any more that I'm forgetting? No, I think that's it.
No, but I think that they were like, all right, let's reproduce.
Right.
How they got so many kids running around.
10 grandkids, and they're all, you know, under 6 years old. So
under 6 years old.
Forget it. That's a nightmare. They'll never get everybody in one car in one photo together.
Guess who's back again. Shady's back.
Okay, everybody's freaking out today because the trailer for To All the Boys I've Loved Before, P.S. I Still Love You, trailer came out. It looks great. I mean, we all know that I absolutely adored the first one. You liked the first one.
Yeah, I did.
I think everybody really liked the first one. So I think everybody's really excited for the second one. I actually just read the third book over again recently because I kind of forgot how it ended, and I saw something about this movie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shoot, I kind of forgot what happened. So I read the third book. It's it's such a cute story, and we get the tease at the end for John Ambrose McLaren popping in there, Jordan Fisher. Still personally a little salty that they changed the guy.
I can't believe you could just change the guy like that.
Yeah.
Like you have one guy playing the role in the movie and then the next movie is just a different guy.
It was just a blatant recast. And I guess they probably didn't know how successful the first one was going to be. Two, wanted to have like somebody with obviously a little bit more star power. John Ambrose McLaren's in the first movie for all of 2 seconds. So I guess they thought like, yeah, we can maybe just... It was also kind of after the credits, so maybe they're like, oh, maybe nobody even watched this, and we don't know. So they, you know, like we said, recasted Jordan Fisher. Big things for Jordan Fisher. He's in this. He's going to play the lead in Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway. I think he is very, very talented. But just, you know, I don't know. He just doesn't really do it for me, you know? Which I guess is fair. Like John Ambrose McLaren, like isn't supposed to be like this big stud of a guy. Are you all right?
No.
You're looking at me like you're like just going to cry.
I have no idea what's going on.
I know.
All of a sudden, I got a weird cough that made me want to throw up.
Oh, boy.
It was odd.
Yeah. But anyway, Noah Centineo looks fantastic.
Of course he does.
And those two together are extremely cute.
Yeah, I read something about Noah Centineo one time that put me off. It was about how he like was making moves on, her name is
Lana.
Making moves on Lana and that she didn't want it or whatnot. It was a blind of some sort.
Yeah, yeah.
So now when I watch the trailer, I was like, Noah Centineo, that dirty dog. But I don't know if that's true or not. So that's wrong of me to just like assume that.
That's fair. I mean, I would like to think that they get along well. She's always said really nice things about him. They seem like friends. And they had to film two other movies together. Like they filmed the second and the third back to back. So
true. And I guess they have to get along.
Yeah. And we'll have to wait and see. The movie will come out February 12th, just in time for everybody to watch on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, or, you know, be happy that you have a loved one or cry.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch the movie a billion times.
Yeah, just like you did the first one.
Yeah, and maybe want to watch the first one over again.
I'm sure
which I probably will
weekend.
Do at some point. Yep. I came, I saw, I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours, it rains, it pours. I came, I saw, I praise the Lord, then break the law. I take what's mine, then take some more. It rains, it pours. Yeah. If you're looking to clean out your closet in 2020, or maybe you just need to clean your house, you have storage, basement, whatever it is, you should be using Mercari, the selling app. They make it super easy for real people to sell and ship their unused things. We all have things we don't use. This is the time of year to clean out your closets, clean out those rooms, whatever you have, stuff that still has value. Mercari gives you the power to simply sell it, ship it, and earn some cash for it. From fashion to toys, sporting goods, electronics, all the brands you know and love. Their mission is simple, to make selling easier than buying. And with 45 million plus downloads in the U.S., and 150,000 new listings every day, they're just getting started. They make the seller the hero. They are here to help you. They are real people and they speak our language. They show empathy by understanding that there are many items which people no longer find useful. We all have things in our homes we don't use. An old baseball glove, an old phone, old jeans that we haven't worn in forever. Our closets, drawers, and garages are full of these useful but unused things. Mercari is an app you can use to sell all of it. There you go. So if you have things you don't use, sell them, ship them, and get paid. You just take a few pictures, add a description, set a price. Boom, your item is listed. The app has over 500,000 reviews on the App Store with an average 4.8 star rating, so why not give it a try? What are you waiting for? I know you've got stuff you don't use, so sell it, ship it, and get paid with Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Store or on Mercari.com. That's M-E-R-C-A-R-I. Mercari, the selling app. Now, I feel like you've been dying to talk about this for a couple days now.
I've been dying to talk about this.
But ASAP Rocky had a tape leak.
Yes, he did.
Online.
I'll take over.
Do you also see that Steph Curry had some naked pics leaked today, too?
Yep.
That's
saw
very
that.
Unfortunate.
It's been happening.
Yeah, so ASAP Rocky.
Including our boss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's happening all over the place. ASAP Rocky video comes out. It's like, how long is it? I obviously have not watched it.
It's like a minute.
A minute, okay.
It's a minute long.
Okay.
So the tape comes out, it's a minute long. I wake up, I see ASAP Rocky trending on Twitter. He's trending number one. I'm like, let's go. We got new ASAP music. I'm really excited about it. I click it. I'm even more excited because I see ASAP Rocky sex tape. I'm like, oh my God. No offense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's federal crime, like Dave has been talking about.
Yeah.
But I was excited, just like many other women were, about an ASAP Rocky sex tape. I'm a big fan of ASAP Rocky. I think he's super hot. I'm like, what is this going to be? I watch the video. He's wearing a condom, which is a huge shock.
Yeah.
Also very proud of ASAP.
Responsible
as
move.
As a guy who has a lot of sex,
yeah,
he's being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And that surprises me, but I'm also proud of it. And he's just having some pretty normal sex.
Yeah.
Like he's just normal sex. He's not going super fast.
Makes
He's
me
also
wonder.
Not going...
Makes me wonder who is like filming this.
Well, Tim. Like, so
no, I know, but what? Where? Where's the camera? What's the angle here?
He's holding the camera in his hand. Gotcha. They're fucking doggy style, and he has one hand on her ass and one hand holding the camera. So like, I'm sure he. It's hard to film. He's
right.
You know,
right.
Like, people are expecting him to go like in, but he's filming, and also this girl. Sorry, I'm defending his sex tape right now.
Yeah.
But this girl is also not throwing it back or anything. She's just taking it. So people are judging him, but I think that the people judging him on the internet are obviously...
Well, it a lot of talk. Everybody, that's why it was trending. Everybody was kind of giving him shit.
People were roasting him.
Yeah,
they're like, how can you
everybody
be,
was roasting him.
How can you be a sex addict and fuck like that, this, that, the other thing? I thought it was just some normal sex. So... did ASAP Rocky, because he tweeted about it. He wrote, "My penis and I woke up to the alarming disturbance of a video clip today. As his defense attorney, we're prepared to deny any slow strokes or lack of killing the pussy. A long list of satisfied women can attest too. But the real punchline is seeing people who never fucked him rate him."
Yeah.
Hilarious tweet.
Great tweet. It's also all caps.
All caps.
And it is... I laughed. It's a funny tweet.
Very
funny. The defense attorney line made me giggle.
Yes. And then, so after this dropped and I saw everybody roasting him, I tweeted, I still think ASAP Rocky is hot, because I do. That video did not make me think that ASAP Rocky wasn't hot. I was just like, okay, he has sex so often. He's got to have some normal sex sometimes.
Yeah. And I think from the standpoint of a normal human, like you are, like if the tape came out and it was so preposterous, you'd be like, oh God, like what's going on? You know?
Right.
Like it's,
makes me feel
humbling.
Homely. Yeah. Yeah. Makes me feel like nice and cozy that ASAP Rocky is just fucking normally. Mm-hmm. So I tweeted, I still think ASAP Rocky is hot, but then I deleted it because people kept tagging Hank and being like, hot C Hank, which is fine. But I'm like, sometimes when I get those notifications, it's just annoying. So I'm like, I'm going to delete this tweet. But then Ariana Grande steps in and she quotes it and writes, "My friend Courtney says it looks just fine." At Courtney Chipolone, she wrote her Instagram, and she wrote at Courtney Chipolone on Instagram. So she put her at, and then she wrote, "Merry Christmas, Courtney." And then somebody wrote, "Ari threw the oop for court," and she did an engagement ring with a heart. So Ariana Grande's in on it, helping a friend out, wing woman.
I mean, this is hilarious. It's the same, it's like... she has the star power, but it's the same thing. Like, I'm sure her friend Courtney loves ASAP Rocky. She's putting in a good word. It's the same thing if, you know, if I had retweeted and was like, you know what? My friend Maria says you did a great job.
Exactly.
At Maria Chiffo on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's just, it's a funny thing. Good wing woman move from Ariana. And also, I mean, she just blasted this girl's Instagram to her 68 million Twitter followers.
I want to see how much. So this morning when I checked, she had 361.
Oh my God. When I looked after that, it was like 390.
She's at 392.
Okay.
Congrats to her on the followers.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
A little bump, a little follower gift from her friend Ariana.
I'm sure ASAP Rocky went and looked her up after, because you did not get a tweet like that from Ariana Grande and then not look up the girl.
Totally.
And hopefully he DM'd her. Yeah. That would be a love story for the ages. I'd be so excited for this girl.
Story for the grandkids.
Yeah.
Tape. Yeah, you know, well, I watched a sex tape, thought he was fine, and
we just took off from there.
Yep. Lovely. I had a mutual friend set us up.
Lovely. There was some tweets that I were laughing at that were like...
Oh, I mean, people went off. Like, the memes and the jokes and everything that went on. Because he... ASAP Rocky has been so open about his sex life that like it's easy to make the jokes, because he's rapping about it, he's talking about it, the sex addict, the whole thing. So it's like, obviously the jokes write themselves.
Right. Hank sent me one where it was like, "Me know my girl's fantasy of ASAP Rocky's ruined now. My stroke game is better," and it's some guy dancing.
Yeah.
And then I did see one tweet where I was like, that is true. In his song Fucking Problems, he says, "I be fucking broads like I be fucking bored." So ASAP Rocky told us.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, sex addict.
He's bored.
if he's having sex all the time, it can't be. I mean, he's probably not putting 100% of his effort in every single time.
That's what I'm talking about. People automatically assume A$AP Rocky, but all these guys getting excited about A$AP Rocky not being good at sex. Get out of here.
No
if
shot.
If you actually believe he's bad at sex, you're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot.
There's no shot.
I'm
with you on
I agree
that.
With Courtney. Video's fine.
Video's fine. Hit her up on Instagram.
You keep doing you, ASAP.
Yeah.
You keep plugging along. I didn't want
to
say it.
But
did not
want to
say it,
but
I had
to.
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you want to say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Since you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Justin Bieber's tweeting and posting about new music. Again, he's posting the same 2020 picture on social, on Instagram, Twitter, everything. And the caption says December 24th, December 31st, January 3rd. So one might assume that he's dropping songs on all these days, which would be Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, and January 3rd. It would be quite a move to just swoop in and drop music like on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and then be like, bam, here's my new album on January 3rd.
It is wild. I think the dates are kind of weird. I don't know why he'd pick something maybe later on in the year, but maybe now he's getting antsy. He missed his mark for 2019, so now he's trying to get in.
It's weird because it's been so long, but this feels rushed, right? Like
it does feel rushed.
Like it's hard to explain because we've been pushing for new music for so long, but it's not like... But it feels rushed because that's in 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, he's been holding out info.
I feel confused on whether or not I take it as a Christmas present. Like, oh, thank you for the new music. Or I'm like, hey, why are you putting music at this time? This is about the holidays. We're supposed to be listening to Christmas music and Justin Bieber's putting out new music.
I don't think
we should complain. I think we should be thankful that either way we're getting new Justin Bieber music. We've been dying to hear new music from him.
Yeah.
Need to know what he's been working on, what this album might be like. I kind of think January 3rd, it's a Friday. He's been screaming 2020. I just feel like he's kind of hinting to us that that's coming.
I know, it would be.
And he's going to do it right before Selena Gomez's album,
He drops this album on January 3rd, the week before Selena Gomez's album drops January 10th. 1 week before.
Maybe he's like, I should get my shit out of the way. I don't know. I don't know what. I think that either way.
Yeah.
He's not winning. So if he puts it out after, people will be like, oh, he put it out after her. Even if it was a month, they'd be like, he put it out after her. So he probably feels like, okay,
right at the beginning of the year. Like when he was posting the 2020 stuff, I was like, oh, okay, maybe like February, March, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's coming, I guess. And this week, like I think we're getting a song on Christmas Eve.
Everybody get excited and get ready to listen to some new Justin
Or maybe
Justin
not.
Bieber.
Maybe if it's like, maybe it's some totally random thing.
No. If he did that to us.
Christmas Eve comes and goes and...
There's nothing.
Yeah.
You just like post a nice Instagram.
Yeah, he just like named dates of Eves.
Oh my gosh. No, Justin. Don't do that to us.
They gotta mean something. I don't know why he would just put them out there.
No, there's definitely something coming. For sure.
Ah, yeah. I guess we just have to wait and see. It feels weird. It feels, because it still feels so far away, but it really is in, it's so close.
Yeah, I didn't realize how close Christmas and Christmas Eve were.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
It doesn't
feel unreal close. Yeah, I know.
Just came right in this year.
He's just going to swoop in, drop some songs. I really hope it's not called R&B Bieber.
I think it's called Faith. I saw some, well, that's just a rumor.
Some fan account
rumors. Said it was called Faith.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't surprise me because Justin Bieber's all about that faith.
Yeah.
As long as it's not R&B Bieber, anything but R&B Bieber.
R&B Bieber, yeah, I really don't.
R&B Bieber was a horrible name.
Yeah, yeah. And he's coming over the top with one more letter than Rare. Selena Gomez's album's called Rare.
Ooh. Those one word albums.
Yeah, just really did hit, really hit hard.
Yeah, they get deep in your soul.
Yeah, yeah. Oh boy. I mean, this is. We'll have to wait and see if we get. If by the time we're back in the office and there's like a bam, a whole new Justin Bieber album, it's a great way to start 2020.
I would love it. New Justin Bieber album, new Bachelor season,
yeah.
New Love Island season.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking ready for 2020.
I know.
All these good things are happening, Fran. Mm-hmm.
Super, super exciting.
'Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large. I'll do anything for you. So tell me, girl.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We are here with a very, very special guest, the one and only Jason Derulo. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We are so excited to have you here. We've been kind of bragging around to everybody else in the office that you were coming today.
Yeah, we're like, we have Jason Derulo.
Everybody was super jealous.
Oh, listen, I'm so happy to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for coming. So we heard you're going to do a pizza review, but then we found out you're vegan.
Yeah. So like, I was trying to figure out, like, did nobody think this through?
Like, I guess, yeah, I feel like there clearly nobody told, I guess, us that you were vegan.
What about a vegan addition?
There is vegan pizza around
here.
Yeah,
like cauliflower pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Can we do like a vegan addition of the show?
I think you're going to have to. Yeah.
take that up with the boss man. Because if we say that, we can't handle that. But I'm sure he's going to have to adjust.
How long have you been vegan?
2 months now.
Oh, okay. Oh, recent.
But I was
vegan before for seven months. And then I stopped. And then this time, I'm able to do it in a much better way, because last time it was weird, you know, my arms were getting smaller, my stomach was getting bigger. I was like, what in the hell is this? So you have to really do it right and do your research and know exactly what to eat.
Did you want to go vegan?
It's the healthier side, I truly believe that this is the way we should be, you know. And I feel great, and I'm way healthier this time around.
Yeah.
And I'm getting all my protein. It's important to get like a maximum amount of protein for me, because you know, I'm not really the skinny type. I don't really like being thin. So it's getting
the
right amount
of protein.
Gotta
keep the muscle mass.
Bulk up.
Yeah.
For sure.
I tried to go gluten free for like 2 weeks. Didn't work out.
I don't know why people do that. Like, do people understand what gluten actually is? Like, unless you're allergic.
Probably not.
I don't know. People were like, oh, your stomach hurts a lot, you should try going gluten free. But then I was like, this is so hard. I feel like I'd rather just have my stomach hurt.
Yeah. I love it.
You need that good food.
Yeah.
So Cats is out officially December 20th, Friday. What was
tonight.
That like? Yeah, tonight.
Tonight. I feel like movies nowadays, like, they release on a Friday, but it's
really
like Thursday night.
Yeah,
like,
because
you can go see the movie tonight at like 7 o'clock if you want to.
Oh, really?
To. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, too lit.
Yeah, which is super exciting. Yeah. And how excited are you for people to see this movie?
Listen, I'm so excited. You know, it's been a long journey, you know, preparing for the film and actually doing it. And when I seen the film myself, you know, I was blown away.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like watching it. I mean, I was watching it for the first time.
Yeah.
But it's like watching the story for the first time, because it just transports you to this different dimension. Mm-hmm. You know, it is strange. It is left field. It is all of that, you know, wrapped into one, but in the best ways. You know, and it was like the Broadway show, right? People were like, what is this? This is like this is a little strange. And anything brave, anything left field, anything different, anything breaking the rules is like that.
Yeah.
But so I'm just really excited for people to be transported to this different dimension that we were able to, you know, create.
Yeah.
Can you explain the plot of Cats?
Yeah. So,
because I feel like that's a running joke. Like, yeah, what is sure. Cats about?
Definitely. So the Broadway show was less of a plot, but the actual film is set around these Jellicle cats who are a troop of cats that want to make it to the Heaviside Lair, which gets you the second chance at life. So you come back as a cat that you always dreamed to be. Mm-hmm. And to win this special trip, you have to prove yourself to, you know, the cat queen.
Yeah.
Who's played by Judi Dench. And basically you'll sing a song about yourself and who you are and you know, why you think you deserve to be, you know, transported.
This is the best explanation of Cats I've ever received.
I'm a lot smarter than the average person. Yeah.
That is, it's all finally making sense because I feel like when we talk about the Broadway show, obviously we know the song Memory. It's one of the greatest, I think, songs from a musical.
Yeah,
then we're
agreed.
Always like, what is the plot? Yeah. Yeah. But there it is. So can you explain your cat?
Yeah, so I play Rum Tum Tugger, who is a very curious cat. He comes into a room and he's a ball of energy and he loves himself a ton, you know, and I think, you know, that
confident
that love
cat.
Yeah, that confident cat. I mean, you can't help but to love him as well.
Yeah,
you know, and I think it's a lesson for us too. You know, the more we love ourselves, the more we can learn to love other people, and the more people would love us as well. You need to learn to love yourself.
Yeah. How did you get involved with this whole project to begin with? Because it's a pretty star-studded cast.
So yeah, me and Andrew Lloyd Webber, we go way back. Nah, I'm
I was gonna be like, what? I was gonna believe. I was gonna be like, sure.
We grew up in the same area. He's a little older than I am.
Yeah.
So I mean, Cats being one of the biggest musicals of all time. I mean, of course, I studied it. I was a theater kid. I went to college for musical theater. So Cats is like the premier musical theater, theater show that you go and watch and you dive into and study. It's like, you know, the one. So when the opportunity came about, I mean, of course, I was, you know, curious about who was directing and who was a part of it, and blown away. I mean, Tom Hooper, director, is a class act and one of the classiest directors out there, and I'm such a huge fan of what he's done in the past. And the cast is just stellar. It's just an unbelievable group of people. So, you know, I was always trying to figure out what would be my first film and what would be the bridge between music and where I see myself going as an actor. And this was like the perfect, you know, situation. Just not too much at once, but the perfect amount that when you see me on the big screen the next time, you're not like, whoa, this is a lot.
Yeah,
right. Because it has the music and the acting.
Exactly.
It's mixed together.
For sure.
We have to talk about this, obviously, because you've been talking about it. We've been reading about it.
Uh-huh.
They had to CGI out.
Or everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's dicks.
Yeah. I mean, this whole saga, we have like kindly named Anaconda Gate.
Yes.
Which has been going on for weeks now. And it's all anybody can talk about.
Every time we see your name, it's like Jason Derulo's dick.
That's amazing. Just so you know, I've had the funniest couple of weeks of my life. It's been incredible to be able to talk about my junk freely. You know what I'm saying?
You're proud of it.
Instagram is censoring you, so.
Yeah, you know. And
cats.
And cats, apparently. Yeah, I just keep getting censored. I just need to walk around with one of those blurs on my meat to be lit. But, you know, when I posted that morning, I did not think in a million years that it was going to be my most liked photo, let alone the top news.
Right.
But did you?
I swear to God, I did not.
You didn't look at that picture and think, people are going to like this.
No, I definitely did. I mean, but that's what.
But maybe
that's
not
what
that it would get people talking.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I think when I post every picture.
Right,
I mean, I don't post pictures like, I don't really like this one. I don't post
that's
that one.
That's true. You that's know very fair.
So I thought it was a great picture of myself. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I didn't think it was going to be my most liked. It was my most liked photo in that afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like it was just a thing that happened, and I welcome it because it's hilarious. And now I know my situation is a big deal because people are saying, like, is it Photoshop? I'm like, wow, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Like, wow. That's really flattering that you think.
I mean, when you first saw the CGI cat version of yourself, was it like terrifying or shocking, or were like, because when we all saw the trailer for the first time, uh-huh. we were like, oh my God, this is not what we were expecting.
Right. So for me, I'm coming from a different perspective than the average person, because I've been in it for months and months. So I know that world so very well. So when I finally seen it come alive, it was like, holy shit, this is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, but as a viewer seeing it for the first time, it's like a lot in your face. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like, damn. Like, and I think, you know, when you go see the film, it'll be the first, like, for the first 2-3 minutes, it'll be that. It's going to be like a shock. It's like, like, what in the world is this? And for good reason, because it's inviting you into a totally different dimension.
Right.
It's taking you to a totally different world that you've never seen before. And after those first 3 minutes are passed, you are totally in.
Yeah.
And you understand the world and you feel like you are a part of that world.
Yeah, I love that. And like we said, and like you said, amazing cast. Mm-hmm. Who was your favorite person to work with?
For different reasons. Yeah. I mean, everybody in the film, you know, had like a special moment with me that I'll never forget. I mean, Rebel Wilson, I mean, we had a scene where she was kind of licking me all day.
How was that?
Yeah, it was great. It didn't make the film, but
at least you have that for yourself.
It's in the director's cut.
Yeah, it's in the director's cut, you know. Me and Idris, you know, chopped it up a ton. I think he's like one of the premier African-American leading males in the acting world, so getting to pick his brain I think was incredible. I mean, and even from, you know, the director's standpoint, I mean, hanging out with Tom Hooper was incredible. He's just so great at what he does, and he has this 360 perspective, and I was trying to learn every single thing I possibly could, because I direct my own music videos, and hopefully one day I'll direct my own films as well. So, you know, just picking his brain as much as I possibly could.
That's awesome.
Well, everyone can check out Cats December 20th tomorrow. I want to talk about your outstanding music career, because obviously you have had some of the best songs ever to exist.
Thank you.
It's just unbelievable, hit after hit. And you had an album released in November, one side of it, and then you have the other side coming out in 2020.
Exactly.
How did you come up with that idea?
So it's been a little tricky navigating with Cats, to be honest. And you know, obviously when you're releasing an album, you want to give all your time and energy to that and make sure everybody hears it. But I just could not wait, you know, this entire time and not release anything. It's been 4 years since I released an entire project. So I just wanted to release part of it first, and you know, give the people seven songs, and you know, the second half will come after Cats and everything.
Yeah,
you know, and I'll start releasing music videos and singles off of it, and do the whole thing. But I mean, I'm kind of doing a bunch of things right now with Cats.
Yeah, of course. But I think I saw that, this blew my mind, that I think Riding Solo is turning 10 years old like next year, 2020, which is just insane. Crazy. Like even just as we're preparing for the interview, going back, it's just crazy. I don't think people realize how many just like songs that when you turn on, like, you can't help but dance. You know,
sing. Everyone knows every word to every song.
What is, like, when you are putting out music, what is your goal? What do you want people to feel when they listen to a Jason Derulo song?
I really want to make money. No. I'm just totally joking. Honestly, when I'm making music, the only goal in my mind is to make something special.
Yeah.
You know, and every single night, I mean, I write songs every single day, and I have, like, so many songs. I have a studio in my house, and the goal has always been to touch as many people as I can. Not literally.
Have to throw that in there.
Because all of these headlines have been coming up for shit that I've been saying, so I need to clear shit up, because my goal is to touch as many people touch as many people's hearts as I can in different ways, and
souls.
Souls and in different ways, right? Like, you know, it's a song like Riding Solo, you know, people have come up to me and are like, this helped me through my breakup, you know, or this song helps me to love myself, you know, more, And I think that's a beautiful thing. And a song like Marry Me is a totally different vibe, right? My husband, now husband, proposed to me with this song, So to be a part of people's lives like that is, I think, is a really special thing. And my goal has always been to reach as many people as possible and not just pigeonhole myself to a couple of people or just America or just this country or just this country, but try to reach as much as the world as possible. And I mean, we've been celebrating 10 years, like you were just saying, and we've been selling 190 million sold. 190.
It's insane. That's a crazy thing. Yeah.
It really is. And it's just been a blessing. But yeah, when I'm making music, it's just about trying to inspire.
I mean, I can name like something like every time I hear a trumpet, it gets me going. Every like Swalla is like my
top
song with me and my friends that when it comes on we all lose our shit. So it's like lit. it's awesome. That's what just also comes back to why we're so excited that you were here.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have a favorite Jason Derulo song?
Or one to perform?
It kind of changes, you know, with season. I mean, right now is a trumpet kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know, with winter time. But I always love singing "Want to Want Me." It's a really real sing alongy one. Everybody, I don't even have to sing it.
Right.
Everybody's singing for me. So I mean, it kind of depends on the time. I usually like open up my show with "What You Say" because it's like the very beginning. You know.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean.
How many people on the street like just do the Jason Derulo?
I've never actually. That was the first time.
Oh, I mean that's just bullshit. That's just a straight up lie.
That's bullshit. How many times do people ask you to do it?
All the time, and I tell them no. Though I don't do it.
Okay, so I'm glad.
I'm a grown ass man. So like,
I'm glad we didn't ask.
That's why I just did it myself.
Yeah. Girl, you know how old I am, girl. I'm 30 years old, girl. Right. You asked me to sing my name. Stop it.
Yeah, they're like, do the dance.
That
it's
so
retired.
Fun.
You know what I'm saying? That was a chapter in my life, and it was great, and I loved it, and now it's over. It's done.
Yeah, I love that. And there have been so many like great breakout artists this year. Is there anybody you're hoping to work with coming up?
Honestly, I mean, I kind of keep it open.
Yeah.
I think it's important to just do things organically, and those end up being the best songs anyway. And I'm a shuffle kind of guy too. I usually like will turn on like today's top hits and just like listen to like what's new, what's popping. But I don't listen to music while I'm in the gym. I don't listen to music in the car. People think I'm weird for doing that.
Is what
weird.
Do you listen to? Nothing or
silence?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I would actually enjoy like conversation head, like sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like
on like while you're working out?
Yeah, like,
wow.
Like what's good? Like, yeah, how was your day? Like, you was cool? Like,
this is the first time. What are you going through? This.
Yeah, I mean, music is my life.
Right,
you know?
Right. That's true.
So, like, I hear music all the time.
Yeah.
Like, when I leave the gym, I'm probably gonna go make a song.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's nice.
It's your time for some peace and quiet.
Just to be away for a second.
Yeah.
People think I'm weird for it, though, for sure.
No, but I guess it's like the opposite because people like us or other people talk all day.
Right, right.
And then the escape is the music.
For sure. For
so, it's just. Flip-flop.
A little
juxtaposition.
Totally. Yeah.
The difference is I hear more of myself probably than...
So true.
Definitely.
Right.
All right. Well, to wrap it up, can we look forward to any...
I'm just always thinking everything dirty.
No, it's okay. Us too. Any more censored Instagrams?
You know what? I don't know how I'm going to navigate that. I mean, I just have to make sure I'm just...
Because the post is gone now.
It's gone. Yeah,
like,
but
you reposted it, but that's gone too.
No, but I reposted it with a sandwich, though. Did you see that one?
Oh, no.
With a Subway at Footlong.
Oh, yes, okay. I did. Okay.
So it's up, but it's not,
right.
visible.
So, Instagram. Maybe one day they'll let you be free.
Yeah. You know, I think you can't do me like that, you know? It's a little discrimination.
So fair.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
they have, like, all of these girls on Instagram half naked, basically naked all the
time. For sure. Camel Toe City. Camel Toe City. I mean, I'm on Instagram, so like you can't pull a wool over my eyes. I see everything.
And the community guidelines always crack me up. I'm like, who's reporting this photo? Nobody.
What were they calling it? Discrimination?
Discrimination.
Discrimination.
It is.
All right, we'll end on that note. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Everybody check out Cats out this weekend.
All right, that wraps up today's episode and the last episode of 2019, the decade. We've had a fantastic year. Thanks to you guys for listening. It's all thanks to you guys. Yes. And we really are excited for 2020.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We love you. And we will have our best of after Christmas. But then after that, we'll see you in 2020.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Don't say it because I know I'm cute.
Ooh, baby.
Louis down to my drawers. LV all on my shoes.
Ooh.
South, got a bin looking like bread goo.
Ooh, baby.
Lit up like a crystal ball. That's cool, baby. So is you. That's how I roll.
If I'm shining.
don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shot and they get better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you like.
Ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the boots. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. Ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. I'm the pudding in the proof. Gotta blame it on my juice. Yeah, 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 yeah. Blame it on my juice. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't